Yeah, good.
Let's continue to sing this song, the Song of Solomon.
我们要从第四章开始来看。
We're going to read from chapter 4.
四章的一到七节。
Chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7.
这是良人对佳偶的一种称赞。
And it's all about the praises of the beloved to the Shulamite woman.
就是在洞房的花烛夜，他们两人坦诚相对的时候，这个良人的一种感动。And
it is the kind of a feeling that the beloved was so touched about the night where both of them went to bed together, and then they have a strong feeling towards each other.
那么第四章的八节一直到五章的一节呢，就是他们完成一体的关系。
So right from chapter 4 verse 8 to chapter 5 verse 1, they have completed their oneness in flesh.
这是夫妻在结婚的时候，洞房花烛夜，他们两人世界的一种描述。
And when a couple got married for the very first evening, this is a very description of what happened.
有一些教会禁止18岁以下的孩子去读这一段圣经。
And some of the church, they stop any teenagers under the age of 18 to read this passage.
不是我们教会，是其他的教派了。
It is not our church, it's some other denomination which had banned.
其实呢，这个雅各它并不是这个爱情的小说。
As a matter of fact, Song of Solomon is not a fiction of love.
我们应该要有清洁的心来读这一段。
We must read this passage with a clean heart.
也是严肃的态度来面对这一个问题。
And with a serious heart that we read this passage.
这不是肮脏，不是污秽的。
This is not about filth. This is not about uncleanliness.
如果有人觉得这是肮脏污秽，那就是误解了。
And if someone were to regard this as filthy and dirty, perhaps it's a misunderstanding.
在婚姻里面没有污秽。
And within the marriage, there is no filth.
唯有不是在婚姻里面的才是污秽。
Only things that are outside of the marriage is considered as filthy.
好，那我们可以这么说，在婚姻里面呢，可以让我们跟一个人，跟一个结婚的配偶，能够结为一体。
And within the marriage, you are able to join in one in flesh with your spouse.
我们来看一段，看看这一段的这个解释。Let's
read about how this passage is going to explain.
这是婚礼以后呢，他们两个人结成一对的夫妻。
And after the wedding, both of them has become husband and wife.
这是非常高的文学的技巧来做比喻来描述。
This is a highest standard of literature expression to describe how a couple can attain.
在婚姻的爱情里头，这一切都是这么的自然，这么样的甜美。
So within the marriage, everything seems to be so sweet and so natural.
是值得我们羡慕的。This
is something for us to long for.
那么首先呢，这个良人对佳偶的赞美。And
first of all, the praises of the beloved to the Shulamite woman.
那先从眼睛来赞美。And
first of all, he prays about her eyes.
他说，我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，连续称了两次。
At verse 1, he said, behold, You are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair.
重复就是强调的意思。He
said twice in repetition because it's important.
那之前已经赞美他的眼睛好像鸽子眼了。
Before this, the beloved has already praised the eyes of the woman as the dove's eyes.
那现在这个新娘呢，她蒙着一片的这个帕子。
Therefore, at this point in time, the woman was in veil.
掩住了她鸽子的眼睛。
And the veil has covered her dove's eyes.
害羞又含蓄。
And she was shy and also reserved.
但是那个眼睛一定闪烁着爱的光辉。
But I believe that her eyes must be flickering with the sense of love.
所以他们的这个深情就是从注视着对方的眼睛开始。
So they stare at each other's eyes to begin the relationship.
那真正的爱是坦诚的。
So true love is about honesty.
眼睛就透露出那个爱意。
And your eyes can tell the love that you have for the other party.
所以就从这个头眼睛开始赞美。
So he started praising the women right from the head to toe.
那头发好像山羊群卧在激烈的山旁。
现在是第一节的底下。 Oh, okay. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Gilead.
那因为他的头发乌黑，山羊是黑色的乌黑啊，所以形容他的头发。
And because the goats were black, therefore the description of her hair it is also black.
那第二节，second
verse.
牙齿好像一群母羊洗净上来。Your
teeth are like a flock of shorn sheep.
都是双生，没有一只上吊子的。
And every one of which bears twins, and none is barren among them.
所以牙齿呢都是排列的整齐，没有掉任何一个牙齿。
Therefore, their teeth is all lined up.
表示它是健康的。It
means that the goat was healthy.
你看这么细微的地方，他都留意到了。And
he can even pay attention to such a detail.
没有蛀牙。And
there was no tooth decayed.
也没有缺门牙。
And there's no missing of the front teeth.
那再看第三节哈。
Let's read verse 3.
他嘴唇呢，好像一条朱红色的线。
It says over here that your lips are like the strand of scarlet.
那个嘴巴也秀美。
And your mouth is lovely.
笑起来像樱桃小嘴一样。
And when she laughs or smiles, it seems like a little cherry that is smiling.
可能是抹点的一些胭脂。
And perhaps she has put on some lipsticks.
那这一切在良人的眼中都看为是美丽的。
And all of these in the eyes of the beloved is beautiful.
那再看她的 两个太阳是什么呢？
And then let's look at the two sons.
就是她两边的双颊。
Which was referring to her both cheeks.
在第四节这里所描述。
Over at verse 4, the description is right here.
在第四节说，你的颈项好像大卫建造收藏军器的高台。
It says over here at verse 4, your neck is like the tower of David, built for an armory.
就是他的脖子呢是适度的，有适度的长度，那看起来非常的高雅。
And the neck is in a proper length, therefore it looks very gracious.
有一些装饰品配戴着，好像收藏军器的高台。
And some of the ornaments, when it was put on, it was just as if that is an armory.
在非洲有一些国家，他们审美的观点就是说，新娘这个脖子要长。的确，这个新娘的脖子有一定的长度呢，看起来是比较优雅高雅的。
In some of the African countries, they regard the length of the neck of women as a beauty. The longer, the better.
但是如果太长的话呢，就好像长颈鹿就
But I think if it's excessively long, then it looks like a giraffe. I don't think it's beautiful.
从头一直赞美开始。
So the beloved praised the woman from head.
那第五节,
so at verse 5,
就谈到她的胸部,
it talks about her breast.
好像百合花吃草的一对小鹿,
are like two fawns.
就好像母鹿双生的，
and then twins of gazelles.
这个母鹿呢，小鹿的本来就是可爱秀雅，
and the stags or the gazelles, they were cute.
所以这样的比喻呢，我们觉得有美感。
So this kind of description was indeed beautiful.
那么第六节是什么意思呢？
So what does verse 6 talk about?
这是新郎，新郎他渴慕与新娘在洞房花烛夜来享受 这个尽情的来享受这个爱情。
So, the beloved wanted to enjoy the love, together with the woman on the very first night of their, after their wedding.
好，我们再继续读第七节。
So let's read verse 7.
啊，再一次的来说，你全然美丽。
You are all fair, my love.
啊，在这一章里头啊，他总共称他的佳偶呢，说你甚美丽呢，谈了七次。
And in this book, beloved has mentioned that the woman was fair in love for seven times.
所以七次来赞美他的新娘。
So for seven times that he praised about the bride.
啊，也是他身上的七个部位啊的赞赏。
And also to compliment on seven parts of her body.
啊，从头到全身的一种端详跟赞美。
So right from the head to toe, everywhere that he saw virtues.
那第八节就是一种渴慕啊，要结为一体。
So at verse 8, they have the desire to join in one in flesh.
啊，不是只有在洞房花烛夜，他们觉得这个两人的世界呢，只要有他，那这个世界都变成美好。
In a day where they go to bed, they enjoy being together. Together with each other.
两个人的爱呢，可以牵手一直到世界的尽头都可以的。
So they could hold their hands together until the end of the world.
那第九节。
Over at verse 9.
啊，他对他的心腹这么说：“你夺了我的心呐。”
So the beloved also told the women at verse 9 that you have ravished my heart.
用你深情的眼睛一看我呢，我就陶醉了。
And you have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes.With one link of your necklace.
啊，第十节。
Over at verse 10.
哎，这个新郎啊，就发现佳偶的爱情啊，跟他一样是比酒更美的。
And the beloved discovered that the love between both of them was even better than the wine.
啊，在第一章，这是佳偶在称赞他的良人。
Over at chapter 1, this woman was complimenting about the beloved.
但是现在良人对他骄傲也一样的肯定。
In the same way, the beloved has the same kind of recognition towards the women.
所以在爱情里头，两人会互相的影响。
So within love, both of them will influence one another.
这个丈夫有比酒更美的爱，现在也带动了他的骄傲，他的太太也显出了这种爱。
And because the beloved has the love that is better than wine,therefore, the woman was able to present the same.
好，看十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
哎，他们两个有亲密的亲嘴。
So they kiss each other intimately.
好，那么好像甜蜜一样。
And it's just like honeycomb.
啊，呼吸的香气啊，也觉得很特别。
And their breath is also very special.
好，那十二节啊。
Let's go over to verse 12.
这个良人就对他的心腹说。
And then the beloved told the women.
啊，他发现他的新娘子是关锁的圆。
And she found that bride was a garden enclosed.
啊，是禁闭的井。
And she is also a fountain sealed.
是封闭的泉源。
And then also a spring shut up.
啊，这里的圆井跟泉源都是来比喻这位心腹。
So the metaphor of the garden, the spring, a fountain is in description of this bride.
啊，在今天以前，这位新妇都是守身如玉。
Prior to the wedding, the woman has preserved herself.
啊，都是坚贞圣洁。
And she was pure and she was holy.
啊，蓬门今始为君开，这个门今天才为他的郎君啊来打开。
All of her reservation and all of her pureness was preserved for this very day.
那么十三节、十四节，他用了很多的植物啊、香料啊来做比喻，比喻他们在这个爱情中的一种甜美。
At verse 13 and 14, it was the author used plants and also this incense to describe this love.
都是象征爱情。
And all these represents or symbolizes love.
他们在彼此相爱当中都尝到了甜美的滋味。
Both of them was able to taste the sweetness of love.
一切都是 馨香的，都是甜美的。
Everything was fragrant, everything was sweet.
啊，十五节。
Over verse 15.
新娘啊，柔情万千。
So it says over here, the bride was full of love.
所以她的夫君也享受了这个甜蜜的爱。
And her husband was able to enjoy such love given.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
啊，这个北风兴起，南风吹啊。啊、就是邀请他们 两个人互相邀请能够来尽享爱情的甜蜜。
So when it says at verse 16, Awake, O north wind, and come, O south, it's an invitation mutually to enjoy the love.、
啊、希望他的两人能够尽享他的爱情。
And so that the beloved was able to enjoy the love.、
啊、五章第一节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 1.、
这是良人说我进了我的园中。
The beloved says that I have come to my garden.
就是他已经跟他的佳偶成为一体了。
So which means to say that the beloved has already joined as one in flesh with the bride.
这个爱情像蜜一样的甜。
So this love is so sweet as the honeycomb.
那一节的后半段
In the latter part of verse 1, chapter 5.
应该是耶路撒冷的众女子、因为是情歌对唱，所以用和音的方式呢来、唱出来。
So I believe that the daughter of Jerusalem, they were chanting the song to each other. Therefore, they sing together.
鼓励他们夫妇要尽情地享受这个爱。
They encourage the couple to enjoy the love they have.
我们在进行、这里面、几个重点，我们再提说一下。
And a few emphasis in the passage that we read, I would like to mention again.
我们用清洁的心来谈，觉得很甜蜜，都是很洁净的。
With a clean heart, with a holy heart, when we talk about this, we feel the fragrance.
因为这是在婚姻里面的。
Because this has all happened within the marriage.
所以这个性是洁净的。
Therefore, such a sexual relationship is clean.
这是神所创造的。
It is instituted and created by God.
但我们一直强调是在婚姻里面。
But I have to emphasize again that all these happen within the marriage.
我们的神真的是很有想象力。
And our God is indeed indeed full of imagination.
他把女人造得这么美丽。
And he has created women so beautiful.
所以很自然来吸引他的良人。
So naturally attracts the man.
但是这个爱是要在婚姻里面的。
But this kind of love, I have to stress again, is only within the marriage.
神把这种性的能力跟渴求造给了男跟女。
So God has given both men and women sexual desire as also ability.
这是忧伤中的安慰。
And all these serve as a comfort in times of sorrow.
有多少贫贱夫妻他们百事哀，但是夫妻两个人的爱呢，让他们得到鼓励。
There are a lot of couples who are poor financially, but yet they are able to enjoy each other's love.
这是神所创造的。
This is created by God.
也是神所赏赐的。
It is also given by God.
所以这是福分。
Therefore, this is a blessing.
亚当夏娃他们离开伊甸园的时候。
When Adam and Eve departed from the Garden of Eden,
是带着咒诅来离开的。
They left the garden with curses.
可是神并没有把婚姻的喜乐从他们当中拿掉。
However, God never take away the happiness or the joy of a marriage from them.
他们必须要汗流满面才能够得到糊口。
And both of them will have to sweat and toil. To feed themselves.
但是当他们回到家的时候呢，他们就可以享用甜蜜的爱。
And as they go home, they are able to enjoy such a sweet love.
这是神所赏赐的。
And all of such is a given from God.
我们用感恩的心来领受。
So with a heart of thanksgiving, they enjoyed it.
在婚姻中，这一切都是洁净而且是甜蜜的。
In marriage, this is all pure and it is all sweet.
我们虽然有小朋友在场。
Even though we have children here,
让他们知道这是在婚姻里面的圣洁。
So to let them know that this is kind of pureness and holiness within the marriage.
这个性成为美好，因为是在神允许的婚姻里面发生，
The reason why the sexual relationship can be wonderful is because it happened within the marriage.
啊，所以真爱值得等待。
Therefore, true love is worth the wait.
啊，那个等待以后，那个滋味是甜美的。
And after the wait, the taste of it is sweet.
我们从这个角度去看的时候，就是欣赏这一篇。
So as we read from this angle, then we appreciate what it was written.
啊，所以在婚姻里头才是洁净的。
So it is only within the marriage when this happened in a clean way.
啊，性也是洁净的。
So even sexual relationship is clean.
也是神所赐福的。
It is also a blessing that has been given by God.
可以生养下一代。
It is for you to begot the next generation.
是夫妻两个人爱的延伸。
So it's an extension to the love of a couple.
也是一种深度的表达。
It is also a kind of expression in depth.
啊，好像泉水。
And it's just likened to the spring.
就多多的来饮用吧。
That you need to enjoy the water from the spring as much as you can.
让这个喜乐就充满心灵。
And so that this kind of joy can fill your heart.
啊，但是呢，我们知道，除了这是在婚姻里面发生的以外
，other than knowing that this sexual relationship only happens in a marriage.
哦，我们要再看第十节啊。
Let's we also need to read verse 10, chapter 5.
为什么这么甜美呢
？Why is it so sweet?
除了是在婚姻里头
，other than that as being in a marriage.
啊，因为他们两人都有比酒更美的爱。
Because both of them has love that is better than wine.
啊，第一章已经谈到两人的爱是比酒更美。
So over at chapter 1, it already talked about the love of the beloved is better than wine.
啊，经过了某些的阶段呢，现在这个佳偶他也能够像两人一样有比酒更美的爱。
So after the time has lapsed, this Shulamite women also have love that is better than wine.
啊，所以性是以爱为基础。
Therefore, sexual relationship is only built on love.
啊，这个性会这么的甜美啊，除了是在婚姻里面的，是因为他们都有比酒更美的爱。
The reason why sexual relationship can be sweet is because they have love that is better than wine.
啊，两人爱意非常的深切。
And when their love has reached such a deep level,
是因为他们两人的爱是让对方来渴慕、切求的。
And also both of their love is so eager.
所以当他们结为一体的时候是这么样的自然。
So as they join as one in flesh, it's so natural to have it happen.
哦，这个爱作为性的基础啊，这才是可贵的。
So it is only when love serves as a foundation of sexual relationship can it call as a precious relationship.
没有爱的性变成是滥情。
And if you don't have love as a foundation of sexual relationship, then it is a fornication or it is a corruption in sexual relationship.
啊，不能长久存在。
And it cannot last for long.
而这个爱是在婚姻里面产生的。
And this kind of love has to be yielded within the marriage.
啊，所以我们应该要去发展两人的爱情，让这个结为一体是很自然发生。
Therefore, for us all, we need to establish this kind of love for everything else to happen naturally.
啊，还有就是他们在彼此的赞赏当中啊，去接纳对方。
And also within their praises of each other, they are able to appreciate one another.
其实我们在第一章看到这个佳偶哈，他因为要管理这个葡萄园，他很长的时间曝晒在日光下。
Over at verse 1, we know that the woman has to work under the sun in a vineyard.For the longest time,
她的皮肤是黝黑，不见得是符合一般的审美观念。
And she was dark. She was not as beautiful as those are ordinary people.
她自己也觉得我的相貌是平凡。
And she thought that her complexion and also her look was just ordinary.
但是现在两人的眼中呢，这个佳偶甚美丽，甚美丽。
But now, in the eyes of the beloved, this woman is simply fair and beautiful.
让我们感觉到他们的结合不是只有身体。
And so we could feel that the way that they join each other wasn't about the flesh only.
是心灵也结合了。
It is only, it is also their spirit, they join as one.
啊, 能够达到心灵的结合, 是因为他的心已经先接纳对方了。
So the reason why their spirit can join as one is because they already, in their hearts, accepted one another.
是身体跟心灵的契合。
So it is a you, it is a unity of their body and also their soul.
老夫老妻大概比较少身体的接触了。
Now, of course, for this older couples, probably there's less fleshly relationship.
那样的爱啊, 升华成精神层面。
And because such kind of love has already been elevated to a more of a mental and spiritual level.
那样的爱还是继续的。
And of course, such kind of love also continues.
啊, 当有需要, 啊, 是这种一体的结合的时候, 是很自然就发生。
Of course, when there's a need for both of them to join in flesh, it will happen naturally.
哦, 所以他们就觉得这样的一个爱是甜美的。
That's the reason why they feel that such kind of love is sweet.
啊, 在婚姻的保障,
it is under the protection of marriage.
有比酒更美的爱。
And there is love that is better than wine.
啊, 在爱中彼此接纳, 赞赏, 鼓励。
And also within love, that you accept one another, you praise one another, you accept all the shortcomings of one another.
这样的性才是, 啊, 令人羡慕的。
So this kind of sexual relationship is something that we should long for.
好, 还有一个关键。
So there's all, also another key point.
我们看12节。
Let's read verse 12 of chapter 5.
啊, 因为两人在结婚以前都是保守自己的身体。
Because prior to the wedding, both of them has preserved their fleshly body.
都是守身如玉啊，他们都是圣洁的。
They kept themselves holy. They kept themselves pure.
所以这个良人他发现这个心腹。
Therefore, the beloved discovered this Shulamite woman.
她还是保有处女之身。
She was still a virgin.
那因此就有13节到15节的这种喜悦跟满足。
Therefore, there was a gratification and fulfillment described at verse 13 to verse 15.
这些都是心腹为良人所预备的。
And all these has been prepared by the woman for the beloved.
这园里种的是有石榴、有佳米的果实、凤仙花，也有拿达树。13节。
And over at verse 13, there's all kinds of fruits such as pomegranate and also grapes.
14节说有拿达、有番红花、菖蒲、桂树，并各样乳香、没药、沉香与一切上等的香的果品。
And there's also flowers and also this myrrh and also the rods of gold set with berry.
那15节是一种动态的描述。
And over 15 is a describe of the action.
这个叫像园中的泉，活水的井。
And this woman is described as the spring.
如果她不是一个关锁的园、禁闭的井、封闭的泉源，今天才为她的夫君打开，那会显得是一种打了折扣，是会厌恶的。
And if she is not the spring that has been shut up, if she is not the fountain that has been sealed, she will not, the beloved will not be a patient of her.
哦, 就没有办法产生这种很自然、很坦然的、完全接受的一种甜蜜。
And such kind of acceptance will not happen naturally.
哦, 因为一切都是洁净的。
Because everything was pure and holy.
啊, 如果在结婚以前, 啊, 已经有了这样的性行为。
So if someone has a premarital sexual relationship already,
是激情所引起的,
and all of such has been stirred up by stimulations itself.
结婚以后没有激情,
so after marriage, there is no outside or external stimulation.
那个激情会变成痛苦,
and such a stimulation can create a lot of pain.
没有办法完全去接纳对方。
Because you cannot accept one another fully.
哦, 那婚后呢, 可能在会有啊, 婚外情的这种倾向。
So usually in under such a circumstances, such a marriage may experience extramarital crisis.
哦, 因为他的性态度是开放的。
Because their concept towards sexual relationship was open.
啊, 一般来讲, 男人不喜欢他的 太太婚前就已经跟别人有在一起了。
Usually as men, they don't like their woman that they married, had already had a sexual relationship with others prior to wedding.
那结婚以后，他心里会有很多的不安，有压力。
So after the marriage, he will have all kinds of anxieties and also pressure.
啊，无法跟对方进到一种完全的契合。
And he was not able to join as one in flesh with the wife.
所以婚前性行为它的害处很多。
Therefore, premarital sexual relationship does come with a lot of bad things.
我们来看哥林多前书第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
保罗他在谈到夫妻之间的关系。
Paul talked about the relationship between husband and wife.
第七章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 7 verse 2.
有婚姻，有配偶，就可避免淫乱的事。
Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband.
那夫妻结婚以后呢，都要用合以之分来彼此对待。
So, after the couple got married, they need to treat each other with fairness.
那第四节有一个很重要的观念。
And there's a very important key note to take away at verse 4.
他说妻子没有权柄主张自己的身体。
It said over here, the wife does not have authority over her own body.
那个权柄乃是在丈夫。
But the husband does.
那丈夫的身体呢，他没有主张权。那个主张权是在妻子。
And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
可是这不是在结婚以后才开始。
So this does not only begin after the marriage.
这是结婚以前就开始了。
And this already began before the marriage.
所以我们的青年男女啊。
Therefore, a lot of young people these days.
现在就要立志啊。
So you need to determine.
要保守你自己。
You have to preserve yourself.
保守你自己是为了你将来结婚的配偶。
The reason why you are preserving of yourself is for the sake of your spouse in the future.
在民主开放讲人权的西方世界，常常就说身体是我的，我怎么用是我的事情啊，你管什么？你说这老头子头发白的，你不要乱说说嚷嚷。
In this democratic Western world that where we live, we enjoy so much liberty, and people think that they have freedom of their body. They can enjoy it any way they want.
这是世界的观念。
This is the concept of the world.
圣经告诉我们不是这样。
However, the Bible did not tell us that.
还没有结婚。
That if you are not married,
身体不是你的。
Your body is not yours.
身体的主张权是你将来结婚的配偶他所拥有的。
The one who have authority over your body will be your future spouse.
你虽然现在还不知道将来结婚的配偶是谁。
Even though you don't know who's going to be your spouse in the future.
你还没有认识他，但是你已经尊重他的主权。
Even though you don't know who that is going to be, but you already respect his sovereignty.
所以你必须要做两件事。
Therefore, you need to do these two things.
都要保重你的身体。
And which is to preserve your body.
你要有健康的身体。
And you must have a healthy body.
不可以糟蹋自己的身体。
And you should not just spoil your body.
因为这个身体是你配偶的。
Because your very body belongs to your spouse.
第二个要保守圣洁。
And second, you have to keep yourself holy.
不可以跟其他的人发生事情。
You cannot have any sexual relationship with any other people than your spouse.
你要保留你的贞操。
And you have to keep your virginity.
直到将来结婚的时候。
Until the point where you get married.
你的身体是属于对方的。
Until then, your body belongs to the future spouse.
世界不是这样。
But the world doesn't operate this way.
所以婚前泛滥淫乱的事情非常的普遍。
That's the reason why this world is so adulterous and filled with a lot of fornicators.
所以告诉我们说为什么离婚率这么高。
And it also tells us the reason why there's so many couples divorced these days.
结婚以前就已经乱来了。
Because prior to the marriage, people already engage in all kinds of sexual relationships.
先生看太太总是看不起他，你这个是结婚以前就乱来了嘛。
And the husband is looking down on the wife because he regarded the wife was adulterous before this marriage already.
妻子也说,
and the wife was also saying same thing to the husband.
这样两个人的婚姻怎么持久，怎么走下去啊？
So how
can？没有办法去完全接纳对方啊，你肮脏啊，你不够圣洁，我怎么去接纳你啊？
So how would you expect this kind of marriage to last? Because no, both couple regard each one as impure.
所以圣经告诉我们的这个，我们一定要记住。
So therefore, what the Bible has taught us right here, we have to remember clearly.
我不能随便用我的身体。
That I cannot casually spoil my body.
我不能说身体是我的，我要跟谁做什么事情，我自己主张，不对。 圣经讲的不是这样。
We cannot say that I have the freedom, I have the liberty to do anything I want with my body, with anyone that I wish.
那结婚以后呢？
How about after you got married?
不可以把自己的身体当成武器。
And you cannot use your body as a weapon.
因为你身体的主张权在对方。
Because the authority over your body is your spouse.
不能乱用， 但你也不能够把它当成武器。
But you cannot misuse it, but at the same time, you cannot use it as a weapon.
如果这样就会彼此亏负了。
So if you were to do those, you will fall short of each other.
所以夫妻不应该分房。
Therefore, husband and wife, they should not sleep on separate bedrooms.
除非有特别的缘故。
And other than a special reason.
两人要保持合一。
Both of them have to always keep as one.
这样才不会亏负对方。
So then they will not let the other party down.
如果分开过久， 这个外面的诱惑很强， 就可能会被拉出去了。
So if you sleep separately on a separate bedroom for a long time, perhaps there might be some other temptations from outside.
所以现在开始要明白这个道理。
Therefore, from now on, we need to understand this teaching.
我们的身体是结婚的配偶, 他的主张权。
That our body, the authority over our body, is our spouse.
那因为两个都是从尊重来开始。
So both of them, because they begin from respecting each other first.
只要是有尊重, 他不会随意的去滥用他的主张权。
And if there is respect, then you will not misuse such an authority over someone else's body.
那这个尊重是彼此互相，会彼此互相影响。
So this kind of respect is mutual, therefore it will influence mutually.
先生尊重太太。
That the husband will honor the wife.
太太就会尊重先生。
And the wife will respect the husband.
虽然我们把身体的主张权交给对方。
Even though we hand over this authority of our body to our spouse.
这个行动就让太太觉得有被尊重。
And the way that you do this will give your wife respect.
那既然尊重，就不会随意的发号施令来滥用。
And if you do respect your spouse, then you will not misuse it.
我们年轻人要开始明白这个道理。
And our younger generation has to understand this teaching from now.
彼此都是守贞操。 结婚那一天， 他们得到对方的是完整又完全的爱。
So both of them has kept their virginity. On the day of the wedding, they are pure and holy.
两个人的爱情会进到更深的地方。
And that kind of love was able to transcend into a higher place.
会更加的坚强。
And it will be stronger as it built.
完全接受。
And it will, they will be able to accept each other even more.
完全的契合。
And they are able to unite and in one communion with
这是,
one another.
所以这是美好的。
Therefore, this is wonderful.
那我们进一步来看,
So let's go on and read this.
这个新妇她能够守身如玉啊。
So the woman was able to preserve her virginity.
所以她彼此都得到一种完整完全的爱。 那到底是怎么样来保守呢？
So then it allows the couple to have a pure and holy love. So how this woman preserve herself?
我们再看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
第八章我们看第八节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 8.
这是新妇的兄长说的话。
It is a brother of this Shulamite woman said.
那我们要再来看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
他的哥哥们说， 我们的妹妹如果是墙，我们就要在上面来建造营塔。
And then the brother said that if she is a wall, we will build upon her a battlement of silver.
那如果她是门，我们就用香柏木板来维护她。
And if she is a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar.
这里用两样东西来形容这个心腹，这个妹妹。
There are two items here used as a description of their sister.
这个就是家庭对她的帮助。
So this is the help of the family.
那怎么帮助呢？
How did the family help her?
这个墙就是不动的，是坚定的。
When they said a wall, it means that the wall is stationary, it's not movable.
就是指的这个妹妹的个性。
It means the characteristics of the sister.
这个妹妹的性格如果是坚定，能够自立的，而且她能够自我保守，那我们只要在这个墙的上头建一个银塔，我们就这样守望着就可以了。
And if the sister is stable, just like a wall, then they will build upon her a battlement of silver.
我们来关心她就可以了。
So we only need to care about her.
但是说她如果是一扇门
，But if she's a door,
这个门相对于墙来讲，它就是活动的，它可以开启的。
In comparison to the wall, this door is moving.
如果女孩子她的贞操是像一个门，随意就打开了。那当然会有危险啦。
If the virginity of a woman is likened to a door where it opens casually for someone,
她的性情不够坚定。
She'll be in trouble and her characteristic is not stable enough.
那我们这个原生家庭，我们有责任来帮助她。
Therefore, her own family have the responsibility to protect her.
我们用香柏木板来维护她。
We need to enclose her with boards of cedar.
所以家庭一定有关心的责任。
Therefore, in the family, the responsibility is to care for the girl at home.
这个门不能够随意的开向这个世界。
And the door cannot casually open to the world.
我们要用高贵的建材香柏木把它维护起来。
We need to use the best building material such as cedar to enclose it.
所以父母的态度很重要。
Therefore, the parents' attitude is very important.
那当然，首先要了解到我们孩子的性格。
But first of all, we need to understand the personality of our children.
他也许是自立自强，但是有一些是软弱的。
And perhaps our child is strong in personality, but yet some child they're just weak.
就是能够按着他所需要的，按着他的特性呢，我们去帮助他。
So we need to observe their personality in order to help them. To help them in the right way.
那他就是关锁的园呐。
So they will be just like an enclosed garden.
保守自己直到结婚的那一天。
So they preserve herself until the day of wedding.
所以家庭有责任。
That's the reason why family has the responsibility to do that.
那父母要尽早来关心。
And parents, they need to care about this as soon as possible.
我们的孩子上高中了，上大学了，你才跟他讲这些，可能来不及了。
And if you were to talk about this when your children goes to high school or college, it will be all too late. Maybe.
你不要想现在的孩子不懂。
And do not think that your children don't understand what you say here.
你的手机弄不好，你交给那个五岁的孩子，他把你弄得好好的。你说他不懂，他比你懂得更多。
You find that you are not able to fix your phone, but yet you gave it to a five-year-old. They were able to fix it for you.
现在的孩子聪明的让你会怕。
So the child these days are so smart that you're kind of scared about it.
所以尽早用香柏木板把它维护起来。
So you need to soon use the cedar boards to enclose it.
那这香柏木板是什么呢？
So what do we mean by the boards of cedar?
让这个门不要开向世界。
So that the door will not be open towards the world.
不要让世界的歪风恶俗就吹进来了，歪风恶俗就吹进来了。
So that the corruption and also sins will not go through this door.
断绝这个接触的平台。
What you want to do is to cut it off from the world's trend.
那最好就是在教会里面成长。
And the best thing is for the children to grow up in the church.
那我们父母除了这些还可以做什么呢？
So other than this, what anything else that parents can do?
我们自己要有好的婚姻做榜样。
So we ourselves as parents, we need to serve as a good example in our marriage.
我们虽然可能有一些缺点。
even though we may have some shortcomings.
但是我们夫妻的感情要维持好，让我们的孩子能够羡慕啊，这种主内联婚、主面前结婚这种甜蜜幸福的感觉。
But then we need to uphold the relationship with our spouse because our children will look at us and feel that this is a good template of a good marriage.
台湾的传道因为一个星期休一天假，所以一个月才休四天假。 那有时候会离家几百公里，所以没有办法常常回到家里。
So the residence preachers, they get only one day off per week. Therefore, they only get to go home 4 days a month. Sometimes they need to travel 100 miles away.
那小弟回家，我都会在孩子面前就拉太太的手，就拉她，把她搂一下。
And in front of my children, whenever I'm home, I'll try to hold my wife.
那我传道人很保守啊。
And my wife was a very conservative person.
到公园拉她的手，她都把我甩开啊。
And even we were at the park, I was trying to hold her hand, but she shook me off.
我说为什么？
And I said why?
给信徒看到不好意思了。
And then my wife said, well, if someone from a church saw this, I'm going to be embarrassed.
我说是给信徒看到就是做榜样啊，有什么不好？
You know, we can use this as an example for the church members. What are you afraid of?
不要了，不要这样。No,
I just don't want to do that.
我说这个可是教会的婚介介绍了，在会堂结婚，你还吃了300斤的大饼啊！我这明媒正娶的啊，我这有假大饼啊，你把我手甩开。And
I have married you officially in front of so many members of the church. Everybody testified about it. It's a legal marriage.
那为什么
？And why is that？
要故意让我的孩子看。
I just that was I just deliberately wanted to show my show it to my children.
当然不是只有一个牵手啊，搂他一下就可以来证明。我们就是在婚姻当中尽力的啊。有了有时候我们也会斗嘴、吵嘴啊，也有冷战嘛。我有承认过了嘛，有冷战。那现在比较少，现在几乎没有冷战的了啊。年纪大了哈，比较没有力气去冷战了。现在。
Of course, by holding hand or holding her does not mean that it's an evidence that the marriage is sweet. But however, we need to strive ourselves to work in every way to prove that the marriage is sweet. But at times, I find myself also engaged in cold war with my wife. But I could say that at my age right now, I'm just kind of tired of that.
就是我们尽量能够有婚姻啊。 的这种好榜样给孩子看，他们就会羡慕。
So all in all, what I'm trying to say is that we need to give our children a good example of our marriage.
这是家庭的责任嘛。
This is the responsibility of the family.
当然教会也有责任啊。Of
course, the church also does have the responsibility.
所以我们宗教教育的小朋友，你要了解他，他是墙吗？还是门？用适当的方式去帮助他。
Therefore, for the RE teachers, you need to understand the children that you teach, whether the student is a wall or the student is a door that you consider.
那第二方面,
and secondly,
他当事人啊,
and then,
他自己本身啊, 自己本身,
那个自己是谁?
自己就是家偶啊, 家偶自己本身, 他也要尽责任啊。
And also, the beloved has also need to fulfill his responsibility.
好，那在八章的第十节。Let's
read chapter 8 verse 10.
这是佳偶说的哈，说我是墙。The
Shulamite women said that I am a wall.
哦，所以她自己能够自我保守。So
she was able to keep herself pure and clean.
那是更美好的，她自我保守，家庭也为她关心，那岂不是两全其美吗？那更好了。
If she was able to preserve herself pure and holy, and the family was also able to look after her, isn't that wonderful?
所以，她将来面对这个婚姻，她就是一个平安喜乐的人，她心里没有不安。So
in the future, she will be joyful when she's married because there's nothing to be anxious about.
那十一节就做了一个比喻。At
verse 11, there is a description.
所罗门王在巴利哈门有一个葡萄园。
So this parable says that Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hamon.
那这个葡萄园呢，交给管理的人啊。
And he leased the vineyard to keepers.
还要交1000的舍客的银子。
And every One was to bring for its fruit 1,000 silver coins.
哦, 但是, 啊, 这个教, 他自己说了,
But then the Shulamite woman says that I'm the wall and the vineyard is before me.
哦, 我自己 就会自动自发的, 不需要费用, 我自动自发的,
and I will keep myself pure and holy by my own effort.
啊, 那就是很好的状态咯。
And that is indeed a very good state.
啊, 你家庭有关心, 可能帮助他自立自强。
And perhaps the family will try to care for the woman, but at the same time, if you are able to keep pure and holy yourself,
你只要在旁边关心就好。
And all that the family should do is to care.
那如果他是门, 也许呢, 摇摆不定, 说不定会向着世界开了, 但是我们帮助他, 帮助他, 他自立自强,
and sometimes if we find that our child is a door and they're open to the world, but gradually we try to influence them in a good way, perhaps gradually the door will shut itself.
所以当我们再回去读那这一段的时候, 因为有这些因素,
Therefore, because of all these reasonings and also the passages that we have read, we know that everything happened for is good.
没有不洁净的感觉。
There's no such thing as feeling of uncleanness.
在婚姻的保障,
and within the protection of marriage,
彼此都是用比酒更美的爱给对方。
And both couple will give each other the best of love, which is better than wine.
在爱里面完全接纳对方, 也赞赏对方。
And within love, they are able to praise each other. They are able to appreciate the good points of each other.
而且他们都是保守婚前保守圣洁的。
And they are also the ones who were able to preserve their purity before marriage.
我们羡慕这样的爱, 我们要造就我们的孩子也一样的这样来追求。
We long for this kind of love. We must also teach our children to follow as such.
这个婚姻就众人喜悦, 神会赐福。
And this kind of marriage will be pleased by many, and you will be blessed by God.
好, 我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
421首。
Let's sing hymn number 421.